Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company, a proud supporter of Living on Earth. The President's Cancer Panel recommends eating foods produced without toxic, persistent pesticides and chemical fertilizers. We couldn't agree more, and that's why we make organic yogurt, because you can trust that harmful chemicals are never used in organic food production.
Now, you might have noticed that the Olympic Games are currently underway in London. And of course, as ever, the games spark grumbles, heartbreak, and triumph, and debate about the role of sport in national and international life. The London Games are selling themselves not only as a way to revitalize a rundown part of the city, but also as the greenest Olympics, with plenty of venues designed to be recycled. But Alan Hershkowitz argues that sports can have a huge influence on environmental attitudes whether or not it's an Olympic year. He's a senior scientist at the Natural Resources Defense Council and directs its sports greening project. Mr. Hershkowitz, welcome to Living on Earth.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you point out that sports are enormously influential culturally. For example, the sports boycott effect on apartheid-era South Africa, or, say, Jesse Owens' spectacular success at the 1936 Olympics in Germany. But tell me, really, do you think they can change environmental attitudes?
Well, it's interesting. Clearly, we need a cultural shift in the way we think about environmental stewardship. Congress, our government, is not leading the way on global climate disruption, on biodiversity loss. Based on past cultural shifts, it's clear that government doesn't always lead the way. Gender equality, it was not Congress that led the way on gender equality, civil rights. It was not the government that led the way. There was a cultural shift in the United States about race relations, and that forced Congress to act. So what we're seeing is cultural shifts are led not by government, but by the people. The sports industry is enormously influential. 13% of Americans say they pay attention to science. 61% say they pay attention to sports. Professional sports is also nonpartisan. It's not political. So if there was ever an industry that could confirm for us the nonpartisan mainstream nature of environmental stewardship, the need for better environmental stewardship, the sports industry is a great spokesperson for that cause.
Which sports in particular do you think have the power to get us to change our environmental attitudes?
Well, I think, you know, all sports can play a role. Obviously, Major League Baseball, NASCAR, National Football League, the National Basketball Association, the U.S. Tennis Association, Major League Soccer, all of these sports leagues and their teams are now using some form of renewable energy. They have some recycling programs and composting programs. They're all looking at energy efficiency. They're all looking to use renewable energy. They're all looking at how to enhance waste management and also fan engagement. The National Hockey League and the National Basketball Association earlier this year ran two public service announcements in 1 week that was seen by 45 million people, encouraging people to recycle and to think about renewable energy and to think about water conservation.
Now, what evidence, Alan, do you have that the green ideas of sports enterprises and various officials, that their green ideas are rubbing off on sports fans themselves?
Well, you know, people don't go to sporting events thinking about the environment. But when you show up at the U.S. Open Tennis Championships, you see a public service announcement by Billie Jean King and another one by Venus Williams and another one by the Bryant brothers talking about local food, organic food, recycling, using mass transit. Do we know that this is having a transformative effect? I don't know. But I'll tell you, the fact that these businesses, global businesses with iconic participants, is encouraging people to think about environmentalism can only help us. And remember, outside the family, the most iconic role models are often athletes and entertainers.
Now, a cynic would say, well, but they're supposed to do that. It's sort of like the 55-mile-an-hour sign there. You know, they're everywhere on the highways, and, you know, who pays attention?
Well, we could be cynical about it, but, you know, to me, the fact that sports is embracing environmental stewardship represents a watershed in the history of the environmental movement. It's kind of interesting that the modern environmental movement, which started over 40 years ago, had not collaborated with professional sports until recently. Given its cultural significance, it's such an iconic industry. It's one of the most culturally influential industries in the world. Remember, companies pay billions of dollars every year to have their brand name affiliated with professional sports. Coca-Cola is one of the biggest sponsors of the Olympics and has been for 80 years. Clearly, they think that messaging affiliation with professional sports is good for branding. If it's good for branding for Coca-Cola, why is it not good for branding for environmental stewardship?
Alan Hershkovitz, I got to ask you about the London Olympics. You were over there. How impressed were you, and how green are they compared to what they had hoped for?
The greening initiatives at the London Olympics are extraordinarily broad and diverse, and it ranges not only from reducing carbon emissions. They're trying to reduce their carbon emissions by 50%. They're trying to actually ensure 20% of the energy is used from on-site renewable energy sources. They're looking to reduce waste by 90%. They're looking to provide 100% of the spectators with opportunities to arrive by mass transit or bicycling or walking. They have created the largest new park in Europe in 150 years. The housing is designed with sustainability and energy efficiency in mind. This Olympics really, I think, has one of the most ambitious environmental agendas of any sporting event in history. Are they achieving it all? Definitely not. But they're saying that as well. They produced a report that critiques what they have done wrong and documents what they have done right. So I have to really give the London Olympics very high grades for their ambitions and also for their honesty in the way they're evaluating their accomplishments.
Alan Hershkovitz directs the Sports Greening Project at the Natural Resources Defense Council. Thank you so much.
Thank you.